Once a week, we haul that big trash bin out to the street, waiting for a truck to come along and empty it. Where the stuff we don't want or can't use anymore goes doesn't really concern us. Out of sight, out of mind. But managing that never-ending stream of waste coming from our homes is a big concern for the jurisdictions we live in. And they're getting more sophisticated as time goes by about where to put all the waste and how their operations can pay for themselves. This is Utah Thrives, the Utah Foundation podcast. I'm Dan Bomas. We used to call it the dump. Now it's a landfill, essentially a mountain of garbage. As the population of the Wasatch Front grows, managers like Gary Blowers of Bountiful City are responsible for making their landfills last as long as they can. One way Bountiful and most other cities do that is to grind up green waste, branches and leaves and old Christmas trees, and turn it into mulch and compost. Blowers says just that step has dramatically extended the life of his landfill.
Before we were composting, we were probably looking at about a 20 to 30 year longevity, keeping the green waste and such out of and the recyclables out of the landfill. We're looking at about a 68 to 72 year.
They also see a lot of old refrigerators and washing machines coming in. Those appliances and other metal dumped at the landfill is pulled out of the waste stream and recycled. A few miles north at the Wasatch Integrated Waste Management District in Layton, signs warn residents dumping their loads that scavenging is not permitted. But that doesn't mean good, reusable items are wasted. A thrift store at the entrance to the landfill sells toys, dishes, bicycles, lawnmowers, and dozens of other items. Nathan Rich is the general manager.
The thrift store has been a great partnership. We use our people on the tipping area to pull out what we think will be usable items, and then we haul them up to the thrift store, and then the thrift store itself is operated by PARC, which is the Pioneer Adult Rehabilitation Center, and their job is to help people with disabilities find jobs, so they staff that store, and those folks display the items and clean them up a little bit and take care of the operating of the store for us.
The Wasatch facility used to be the site of a large incinerator that burned much of the waste coming from Davis and Morgan counties. The steam it generated was sold to Hill Air Force Base next door, but the plant was dismantled when the Air Force didn't need it anymore. Rich says that one decision cut the life of his landfill in half. The district was able to find additional space many miles away in southwestern Utah County, but Rich says they're not done in Layton just yet.
This landfill is an incredible resource for the district. To have disposal capacity so close to where the waste is generated saves us a lot of money. So the next landfill that we start using will be 90 to 100 plus miles from this point. So just the cost of hauling the waste that far, and then paying for disposal at the end of that journey, it'll end up costing an extra $15 to $20, $25 per ton to dispose of that waste.
And the higher the cost of disposal goes, the more sense it makes to divert waste before it's ever buried in a landfill. Salt Lake City's goal is to eliminate almost all of it. Debbie Lyons is the director of the city's sustainability division.
So the city's overall goal is for zero waste, or pretty darn close, that's how we say it, by 2040. So we're looking at, there's the traditional, like you mentioned, recycle markets for paper and plastic and then green waste, but looking into those other hard to recycle materials, like bulky waste, our furniture and mattresses and things like that, as well as tires, electronics, and figuring out how we can either reuse or dismantle and recycle the parts of those.
Even when the garbage is long buried, it's not forgotten. As it decays underground, it produces methane, which is both a potential pollutant, but also the main fuel component of natural gas. At the Wasatch District Landfill in Layton, Nathan Rich says they collect it through a system of underground pipes.
We actually drill. We have about 60 wells in the garbage. You actually go out and drill extraction wells in the garbage, and you put a perforated pipe in it and backfill it with gravel, and we've got this system that's all connected by 12 and 14 inch pipes, and there's a big vacuum at the end of it, and we actually apply a vacuum to the entire landfill, and it comes to one common point where we've got a compressor station.
That gas goes through a pipeline under the fence, again to Hill Air Force Base. There, it's used to generate as much as 2.6 megawatts of electric power. New approaches to handling solid waste are even more sophisticated. Dal Waymont, the manager of the South Davis Sewer District, plans to bring food leftovers from across the Wasatch Front to a new plant under construction west of Bountiful.
Source-separated organics is the material that comes from restaurants and grocery stores and cafeterias, universities, hospitals, any kind of large food operations. Again, it's a little bit like residential waste. It has to be separated at the source is the best. The restaurant ends up with two bins, one for trash, one for food waste. Grocery stores, half of all produce goes out the back door. Mm-hmm. More than half of all the bakery stuff goes out the back door. Enormous quantities of organic material.
That food waste will be ground up and put into a digester where bacteria will generate large quantities of methane. After it's cleaned up and compressed, the gas will go into Dominion Energy's pipeline distribution system and eventually to a plant that will use it to make chemical fertilizer. What remains will be sold to farmers to spread on their fields, or potentially it'll wind up in a landfill. Utah Foundation is a nonpartisan public policy research group funded by business, philanthropic foundations, higher education, local government, and individual donations. Founded in 1945, our mission is to promote a thriving economy, a well-prepared workforce, and a high quality of life for Utahns. I'm Dan Bomas. Thanks for listening.